Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for joining me to pray and focus on the Lord together through this devotional time. This week, we're going to do something a little different. Psalm 34 is so, so good for anyone who's experiencing discouragement. And as I was focusing on it, I realized it would be great to just read this psalm in its entirety for the first program in a series in which we'll focus on Psalm 34 and various verses within it in ensuing programs. So let's enjoy this time together in which we just read the whole psalm. And if you have your Bible, you feel free to read it along with me or mark it in your Bible so you can read it later as well. It's Psalm 34. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we have your word and that we can take your word to heart. We thank you for this psalm. We just pray that you would help us to focus on you and magnify you, not our problems. And remember how near you are to us as we draw near to you and just humble ourselves. And we thank you that you love us, that you are good, 100% trustworthy. And Lord, some of those listening may be realizing they haven't put their trust in you before. So Lord Jesus, we welcome you as Savior and Lord. We repent of our sins. We're sorry for them. We turn away from them and we turn to you and ask that you would rule and reign in our hearts and lives. We hold nothing back, and we rely on you alone and what you did on the cross specifically for us for salvation. So we receive that gift of eternal life, confess you as Lord, and thank you that you rose from the dead. So we have nothing to fear as we put our trust in you. Pray for all praying pals, all those with grief, all those with fear, that you would just help them sense your presence and just really focus on you and your word more than the lies of the enemy. We pray for protection and deliverance from evil. Pray for your favor, that you would help us to share you with many, many people. Just pray for your best for all prayer requests on hearts of those listening. Pray for our veterans, our leaders, our country. Pray for a great awakening, a revival. Pray for biblical unity without compromise and with instead your trademark peace. We thank you so much for being you. We bless your name together. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I would suggest, as I said earlier, just reread Psalm 34 and respond to it in praise and in honest pouring out of your hearts to Him. We all need to do that. There's no substitute for prayer.